Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
I like how you understood that gesture.
What was the gesture? I don't think I even saw it.
That I toasted. You said, shall we get started? And I just toasted my water and then you hit record. It's sick.
You looked like the Great Gatsby, dude.
We're wearing sunglasses right now, guys. Yeah. You can't see, but we look sick as hell.
Yeah, we'll put a picture. Here, let me take a picture of us.
Yeah, screenshot that shit real quick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about screenshots.
Fucking Android ass was going to take a picture of his computer screen with his phone.
Wait, what is it? Windows Shift S?
Command Shift 4, dude. That's so dumb. Fucking Google ass, Android ass.
Windows. Like,
Windows Shift S.
Hold up. All right, do something cool.
All right, did you get it?
Yeah, hold up.
I flipped off the camera. Dude, I told you I had to get an Android for work, right? I have like
Android
phone. Check it out, dude. It's so dumb. Look at this stupid phone. That's it's got it like records your it has the same thing where it's like fingerprint ID or whatever, but it's on the back of my phone.
Oh, I had one of those like years ago. I feel like that's kind of dated.
I think this is an older phone. I only have it for
Hold on. Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah. Sick.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I only have it for because I work for a company that has an app. So whenever we're about to launch new models of the app, we do testing on iPhone and Android.
That makes sense. Before we get too far into it, we got to say, even though it's been a while, it's still the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce. I'm glad we kind of held off on that.
Yeah, don't you forget it, dude.
Let's not open up with it because then the people are going to think, oh, they're rusty. They forgot.
Yeah, but no, we're not rusty. We were born for this shit.
Yeah, I'm so fucking ready.
Don't forget. Dude, what else is crazy is it's Saturday.
I know, we're doing a weekend pod.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, actually. Alex is in Chicago right now.
What's she doing in Chicago? Jack's mad because I took off the sunglasses.
I'll tell you if you put the sunglasses back on.
All right.
she's just visiting a friend.
Not worth it.
Took those bitches off. It's pretty dark.
How are things in Austin? It's been 2.5 months since we recorded, so we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
Multiple wars, economic peril. It's really like kind of bad that we haven't been potting because this is like ripe for communist America. We have an election.
We always try
to
keep our listeners up to date on current important world topics, you know.
Yeah, and how they relate to the future.
I've had many
dystopic America that
listeners like call in kind of trying to get our feedback on geopolitical issues, and they've been really upset about the past few months for us.
All I'll say is the plan, this is according to it.
Yeah, it is. I don't think we can say anything else. Even that. But the strike is over. So that's
that's why we're potting again.
Our last podcast, we had like the Drew Barrymore situation going on. People were not happy.
If people start calling us scabs, you can't be a scab in communist America. Actually, we're allowed to be scabs, but people don't know that yet. So probably best to just hold off.
If you think about it, all of communist America is kind of just one big scab.
Yeah. Rats, you know, crossing picket lines. In communist America, there is a constant state of striking. Someone is always protesting something, and we always respond with force.
Yeah, we come down with the iron fist.
we have no patience for it. But we encourage protests so we can flex our might.
Yeah.
Because if no one's protesting, how can we show advances?
Protests are encouraged, but you will pay the price.
since we're going into full isolationist politics, for sure, we're not involving ourselves in what happens in the rest of the world. We're like, well, we do invest most tax dollars into military advancement of our technologies. Like, how else are we going to show that off?
Yeah, how else are we going to spend our money? Except, what else are we going to do? Pay for college to get or something? People,
nah, no way. That's fucking dumb.
So, Austin, weather, it's been rainy. It's gotten rainy? A little cold some days. It's a little, it's like 55, 60 today. It's been gloomy. It's kind of nice, though.
Yeah, it's like feels like fall there though. It's not like hot and
kinda.
Shit.
It's weird. Like a couple weeks ago, it got up in the high 80s, but then it hasn't really been nice very much. But it's been like either rainy and like kind of cold or hot. It's, you know how it'll just kind of bounce back and forth. I feel like you don't get really consistent weather.
No,
but it's been like the temperature's been generally nice though. It's been really rainy lately.
Yeah, there's a period of time in New York from probably around the last time that we potted until I went to LA a couple of weeks ago where it rained 7 weekends in a row. It would be like super nice during the week.
During the week, and the
weekends,
worst.
It would just like literally 7 weekends in a row. It was driving me nuts.
That sucks too, because I feel like that's the one. Maybe not the one, but a downside of like not having a car, whatever, yes, like getting around when it's raining probably
massive
sucks.
Downside to not having
a car. Yeah.
It fucking sucks, dude. Like walking around in the rain is so annoying.
I find probably because I don't do it very often, but I find walking around when it's raining with an umbrella very satisfying. I like hearing like the rain hit the
umbrella. Do you
have a good
umbrella though?
Not really. I have an umbrella. What defines a good umbrella?
One, like I just get like little like $5-$3 umbrellas from like bodegas because I
probably shelled out $12 for this bad boy.
Yeah, yours is probably better than mine. That probably makes a ton of difference. Like that's $7, but yeah. I just umbrellas and chapstick I lose all the time, so I'm like I don't want to invest in a good umbrella. But yeah, like if it's a little windy, it'll just like flip open.
Yeah, that's the worst, dude. If your umbrella goes inside out. My brother George told me he has like for golf, he had this umbrella that's like, I guess it's got slits in it. Are you watching football right now?
I was just keeping what was going on. So he's got slits in his umbrella.
I'm gonna come over there and beat your ass.
Dude. Saturday, dude. College football's not. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got busted so hard. I could see my TV on in the background.
That's why you should have kept the sunglasses on. Yeah.
But so he slits in his umbrella. Why? Yeah.
Well, I guess it was for golf when he was playing in like weather. And I guess they have slits or something cut in it. We would need to have an umbrella scientist come on and fully explain what's going on here. But I think it prevents it from like blowing like in weird ways whenever you're walking around when it's windy.
That makes sense. And now I'm thinking about how sick this podcast would be if we had an umbrella expert. That's like the one thing we don't have.
Yeah,
we have a dentist. We have a doctor who listens to this podcast, but we do not have an umbrella expert.
I know, and I feel like we're generally pretty worldly people with like a wide variety of knowledge in different subjects, but for some reason there's just a big gap in umbrellas.
Yeah, Texas public education did not. Yeah, the did real not. Revisionist history on that. They just they whitewashed umbrella history. It's messed up. Dude, but yeah, it's the weather's been crazy in New York. It's actually really nice this weekend. I was in LA for a couple weeks. Do you do any traveling since we last podcasted?
Trying to think. I don't think so. No, I haven't gone anywhere since I went to Colorado. We did one after I went to Colorado, right?
I think that's probably around the last time.
The last one. Probably. Yeah. So I did that. And I think I've gone to like Dallas a couple times, but that's, you know,
what are you doing?
Exciting.
So next, we have about a week and a half till Thanksgiving. That's how long it's been since we potted. What are the holiday plans? What's coming up for Jack Gardner?
Dude, I'm glad you asked, man. I didn't think you were going to, but I'm glad you did. I'm just going home. And for
Thanksgiving, you're going to Dallas?
Yeah. Going to Dallas for Thanksgiving. Doing the turkey trot, of course.
Classic.
As is tradition.
Nice. Yeah, that was just sick.
Yeah. You know how it is. But yeah, just generally hanging out. I'm going to Houston for Christmas because like every other year, my dad's whole family, like the cousins and everyone, get together. And we
what do you do on the years that you guys don't get together?
We just hang out at my parents' house. Yeah.
So, as far as turkey trot goes, have you been preparing cardiovascularly? What's the strategy?
It's interesting. The problem is if you run the turkey trot, you don't get to spend as much time at the turkey trot. Have you ever done a turkey trot?
I did one once in Illinois when my parents lived up by
Chicago. So the one in Dallas, it's like, so it's right downtown and it's kind of like a party. Like they have bands playing on the way and like there's like entertainment type stuff and everyone like dresses up in costumes. And so it kind of makes it fun to just walk it because it's also through downtown Dallas. Like they close off the street and you walk like right down where the skyline
is. So it's like a nice like kind of walk, honestly. You bring like mimosas with you. You rip a couple of mimosas.
Oh, yeah. We always will drink like first thing in the morning and then go and do it. Like literally wake up at like 7 and just drink a little bit and then go do the turkey trot.
Why?
And then you eat, then you fall asleep.
Why do you think places started doing turkey trots? Like what, like how, I don't remember learning the history of Thanksgiving and learning how they ran 3.2 miles.
Yeah.
With the Aborigines.
Aborigines. Well, I think there's a lot to it. You know, there's historical context and everything, but I feel like if there wasn't a word for run that started with T, it wouldn't exist.
That's so true.
if the word trot didn't exist, neither would the turkey trot, in my opinion.
They're everywhere in America. Like they're huge. And it's just like,
it's like the YMCA.
We're the fattest country in the world. And in our biggest eating holiday of the year, we're like, yeah, but also everyone runs 3.2 miles.
Yeah.
Or at least walks it. You're still walking 3 miles. You know, that's not exercise.
Yeah, usually I'll run like a little, but last year was actually cold and rainy. And I think that's the first time I've ever run the entire thing just because I want to get this over with. But it is nice, though, because you'll run it and then you go home and have the Thanksgiving feast and then you're in Vibe Town, USA afterwards.
Yeah, you got some exercise, so you feel pretty good about that. And then you eat a ton of food and then you just zonk out and get frustrated by the Dallas Cowboys for the rest of the day. It's a good holiday.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. I can't wait until I'm on the... Are you like, if you see your family / extended family and middle-aged men, do they like, specifically on like big eating holidays like Thanksgiving, will they fall asleep like sitting up on the couch with their mouths open?
Most definitely. I've hit that
in
my life.
I can't wait, dude. It's whenever so we would sick, go to like dude. My grandparents' house, there would be like 5 of my uncles and my dad would all be on the couch just like leaning back, mouth open.
That's how you know you've made
so
it, dude.
Funny, dude.
Yeah, just sleeping on the couch, dude. It's the
mouth
best.
Open, dude. You just housed an entire turkey.
I also don't know what it is. I love sleeping on a couch.
I think it's nice because it's like it's a little treat. You know, you're not like planning on going to sleep. You just get so comfortable and relaxed that you just take a little nap.
Yeah, like last night I went to a show and then I came home. I bought a pint of ice cream on the way home. So I ate ice cream and I was just watching a podcast on YouTube. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep on the couch. And I fell asleep on the couch. And I was like, I don't know why I like it. I just like falling asleep on the couch.
It is really nice.
And then you move to your bed eventually and stuff. But that initial, you're kind of just like, you're like embracing sleep in a way. You're just like, fuck it. I'm falling asleep here. I'm that tired.
I agree with that. I think it's really nice to like take a nap in a, like not in your bed. Because it's like... Yeah. I feel like there's less pressure to fall asleep too, because when I fall asleep on the couch, I'll usually be watching something on the TV and then you just start drifting off and you just let it happen and you're like able to do that. There's nothing more satisfying.
Do you have trouble falling asleep?
I go back and forth. I've been sleeping really well lately here. But
what's changed?
I think what really helps is if I go to bed like earlier. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think for me, what would happen is I'll be like, get in bed, and I'll be like, okay, I have to wake up in 8 hours. And then I like won't fall asleep immediately. And then I'll stress out and be like, oh shit, like now I have to be awake in like 7 hours or whatever. And I just get in my head. But if I go to bed a little bit earlier, I can like chill, like read or mess around on my phone and then just close my eyes when I have like plenty of time to fall asleep. And then
rather than like rushing into sleep.
Yeah. I was having this weird thing though recently. And I know this is like what my dad like always has this issue where I was falling asleep. Then I was waking up like an hour and a half before I was supposed to. And then I just couldn't get back to sleep.
It's the worst, dude.
And I was like super tired all day. I'm like, this is terrible. But here I've been on a good streak of sleeping for the past like week. And I feel nice.
Dude, yeah. It is a game changer. I think I might have like... I'm noticing that I'm like starting to like snore and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think I might have like more problems sleeping than I realize. Cause I always wake up tired and stuff.
Yeah. You know, I do sometimes like a lot of times I'll feel like I get a good night of sleep, but I'm tired like the entire day.
Yeah. And I like Googled it and it was like, apparently that's like what people with sleep apnea feel. And I'm like, I don't know if I have sleep apnea. So I'm going to a doctor, but I'm like, I want to wake up after a night of sleep and be like, wow, I feel rested.
Yeah,
you know,
I probably should do that. Every once in a while, I'll have a night of sleep like that, though. I had one like the other day where I woke up and I was like, I feel amazing. It's crazy how much of a difference just feeling, getting a good night's sleep.
Like changes your life, dude.
Yeah, like I'll be so much more like irritable and anxious and just cranky if I don't sleep well. And then I'll sleep well for a few days and I'm like, the best.
I'm on top of the fucking world.
Yeah, I've always had kind of a not great sleeping like relationship.
That's what
with sleep.
I felt like. I always like that when I asked, I was like, I already know the answer, you know?
Yeah, but it's actually been the past few years, it's kind of been better. I think since I got out of sales, like
don't dread your job as much. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just going to say, like, whenever I was in college, I kind of started getting it. And I think I just, like, started getting, like, anxiety and stuff like that. And I never had it before. So I feel like it was just kind of getting, like, understanding what that's like and, you know, learning how to manage it and stuff.
Yeah. That is good, man. That is good that you're sleeping better and you have become numb to your anxiety. That's
oh, it's cool. Still there.
Yeah. Sounds like you're killing it in the sleep game, dude.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad, man. I'll show you the ropes sometime.
Yeah, when I'm in Austin, dude. Yeah.
I want to give you one of those hats like that dangles with the ball on it and some sleepy time tea.
Dude, I was a sleepy time bear for Halloween last year.
That's awesome.
It was a sick costume. I got like a candelabra and I got like a blue nightgown and I wore a like a red sleeping hat. And one of the people that I went out with on Halloween last year, they posted on Instagram on Halloween this year and they were the sleepy time bear.
Are you kidding me?
Like you clearly just clocked it.
Did you confront them?
No. I was like, what? It's like you clearly clocked my costume a year ago and you were like, all right, I know what I'm going to do next year. Like took a note of it. They were just like,
oh, I like that. I've never heard that.
Before. You just clocked it, you know.
I just clocked.
Yeah. You're clocked and clocked. That's cool.
I'm clocked in, dude.
Isn't that
kind of
crazy?
That's messed up.
Yeah, dude, I stole my costume.
So did you end up doing anything for Halloween?
I was in LA, so I basically wore Alex Kennedy's cowboy clothes. It was a cowboy. And
just dressed like Alex Kennedy and everyone was like,
let me tell you, dude. Dressed like a cowboy is powerful, bro.
I have a pair of cowboy boots, and whenever I put them on, I just feel like a total badass.
Dude, I'm taking a pair of my dad's old cowboy boots from my parents' house and bringing them back to New York with me.
Bring them to Austin. We'll wear cowboy boots.
Oh my god, dude. Of course.
I'm super dead.
I loved being a cowboy. I was oh, this is awesome, dude.
And they made you so tall. They add 2 inches to your height.
I felt unstoppable. I was like, I could do anything.
I actually have this sweet. So my grandpa gave these boots to my uncle, who then gave them to me. And they're 40 years old, probably. And they're really nice. Badass. They're so sick. But the thing is, I can barely get my feet in them. I have to wear really thin, slick socks.
dress socks.
Yeah, that's the only way. And it's once they're in, it's fine. But just the process of getting them on is... But they're sick.
They should make shoehorns for cowboy boots that are 10 inches long.
Dude, we gotta wear cowboy boots for New Year's.
Oh, we will. I was taught Alex wants to come to Austin too. We could get the cowboy gang together, dude. Everyone's a cowboy. Dude. get all the cowboys together. Dude, that would be so sick. We have to really go for it. Wear cowboy boots, go to a thrift store, get a cowboy shirt.
I'm down.
And maybe if we can find an affordable cowboy hat, I say if we do it, we fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Super done. I have a pair of overalls that I got for my Luigi costume last year.
I have overalls too. Dude, overalls with cowboy boots in Austin on New Year's Eve.
That'd be sick. Everyone would think
a shirt under the overalls, though. Just no shirt.
No shirt, yeah. Grow my chest hair.
That would be sick, dude.
Alex Kennedy would look dope in that fit.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's
got the chest hair. It'd be awesome.
We gotta do it. I'm
down. So for Halloween this year, I was... So you know that whole Roman Empire meme thing that was going around?
Oh, yeah. He's probably thinking about other girls, and then it's the guy in bed thinking about the fall of
Caesar.
You
think about the Roman Empire ever?
Honestly, I read that meme and I was like, I bet I think about it once a month. I bet some little, not intense contemplation, but some little tidbit. I'll be like, wow, that's cool that they invented running water. You know what I mean? Or just
the aqueducts, bro. Start thinking about the aqueducts. Yeah. But anyway, so I was like, I thought that was so funny because I actually think about the Roman Empire kind of a lot. Yeah. I got pretty into it at one point.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, it's sick. But I was trying to get a group of people to dress up as Romans for Halloween.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And several people agreed to it. And I was like, okay, this is going to be sick. So I ordered a costume. And then everyone ends up bailing on it. And I had this costume delivered. And it was so over the top. And it was just a gladiator costume, but I was just going to a concert and I was like, I can't wear this. It's too much. If I'm doing it by myself.
Oh, you bailed?
Yeah, I know. So I ended up returning it.
What was the concert?
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, really? That's cool. Sick. I honestly was so obsessed with them for a long time. And
they have, it's just such good, easy listening music.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, you know, what sounds good right now is Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And then they're fucking great. I bet that was a fun Halloween show.
Yeah, it was sick.
What'd you dress up as instead?
I just wore a Wayne's World hat and wore a funky shirt.
So bitch.
I know. Well, I had plans to do this Roman thing. And then, I was pretty disappointed in myself. I feel like I'm usually a pretty good Halloween guy. But I let my people down.
Yeah, you have the goat Halloween costume.
Which one?
Yodeling.
Oh, yeah. I always wear that as a turkey trot.
You do?
I wear every single year to the turkey trot.
That's so awesome.
I'm going to wear it this year.
You should. No, you should wear your gladiator costume. Oh, you returned it. That would be sick. If you just held a sword out, you were like,
dude, it had a massive cape that was dragging on the ground and stuff. It was crazy.
Where'd you get it? Amazon?
Yeah, it was just from Amazon. But last year, Alex and I did Mario and Luigi,
And that's a great couple. That shit landed, dude. It was hilarious. It was so
were
fun.
Were you Luigi?
Yeah, yeah, I was.
Yeah, right on.
I had to be. But this year, I saw so many Mario and Luigi's. I guess because the movie came out and people.
Yeah.
Because last year we were the only ones. Dude, it was so funny, though, being Mario and Luigi. It was like
a great costume.
Yeah, it was sick, dude.
And then the year before that, I was Ted Lasso, you were Coach Beard, and Alex was the soccer ball from Ted Lasso.
Oh yeah, she brought that back out. We went and, like, met up with George and his girlfriend, and she also has like an Oppa hat. So the Oppa. I like barely. I mean, I wore like tan colors, and then wore the Oppa hat, and she wore like black, and wore the soccer ball hat. And then we went
was
to this
the
like
soccer ball from Ted Lasso. Or
yeah,
she
of course.
Was abstractly a soccer ball.
I'm actually not sure. We'll have to check with her.
Yeah, you'll have to ask when we have the Alex Explosion podcast.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be crazy. But yeah, we wore them into like this nice Asian restaurant, and like nobody
that's
else
awesome.
Was wearing costumes.
That's really so cool. Sick.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
On Halloween, I went to a diner in LA at like 3 a.m, and it was just 50 wasted people. All dressed up in different costumes, and it like the staff of the diner was just so stressed out. It was like 3 a.m, dude.
You remember when I was in New York and we saw those Oompa Loompas?
I tell that I constantly cite that as the greatest group costume I've ever seen.
It's so funny because we just I'm sure we've talked about this on the podcast before, but like a year ago, but we saw it was raining in New York. When we were there for Halloween, Alex and I were there last year, and that was last year, 2 years ago. And we saw, we've been doing this podcast for a long time, dude.
Was that the last time you were in New York?
Was it? I feel like Kelly and I went since then.
Oh, yes. You guys came like a little over, like almost a year later to go to the Cowboys.
Was that just
yes.
Kelly. That was September.
It was like probably 14 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so we were walking around, it was raining, and we saw like one dude like dressed as an Oompa Loompa kind of around a corner. And we're like, oh shit. And it was like a well done Oompa Loompa costume. And then as we come around the corner, we see like a group of them and one guy dressed as Willy Wonka.
There are probably like 9 people total.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then like they all just decided to run into the rain, I guess. So they all just went, oh, and started sprinting.
We're like, oh, so awesome. Greatest group costume I've ever seen.
You think they had like some sort of competition to decide who got to be Willy Wonka?
They must have like pulled straws or something.
Dude, we should do that sometime. If we can get like a big group together for Halloween and we like decide who gets to be Willy Wonka and then everybody else is Oompa Loompas.
I'm happy to copy that Halloween costume 1 year.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would love to. If we just had a squad of Oompa Loompas.
Be so sick, dude.
Just call, find like overweight people and be like Augustus Bloom.
We should do it. That'd be awesome. I'd be into it. I would be down. That was it's the greatest group costume I've ever seen. What we should do is have like a girl be Willy Wonka and all the dudes be Oompa Loompas.
That might be too beta for me, dude.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot we're alphas. My bad.
You think I'm like a woman? I'd be Willy Wonka.
Forgot when we went alpha.
Dude, I might have to go Sigma after that comment.
Yeah, dude, you need to stop listening to Andrew Tate. Yeah. Jack has been just nonstop sending me Andrew Tate podcast clips. He's like, this is how it should be. And it's like Andrew Tate, why women shouldn't have sex with people or something.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know it's a little over the top, but if you really listen to him, he makes some good points.
And all he just says is like, women are bitches. It's like, see, I told you.
Yeah. Women are bitches.
Jack. Yeah. Jack
that's the name of the podcast
in the last 2.5 months. Yeah. That's the name of the episode.
All right. Should we wrap it up there?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thanksgiving. What other
Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce. Talk Sauce.